You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Alright, good morning, 11 a.m. service. We are down to the last and final installment of our series called Want More. This series is all about having a biblical understanding of what money is all about, and it will result in a life of greater faith, contentment, and generosity. This is basically knowing what the Bible has to say about money, finances, possessions. What should be our attitude towards money? Because the Bible has a lot of verses that talk about money. Just a quick recap before we get to our installment for today. On the first week, we talked about love God, not money. We talked about contentment. That as Christians, as believers, we are to live a life that at the center of it, we are loving God above all things, including money. And basically in that installment, we try to assess our own hearts, our own selves. Do we love God nga ba? Or do we love money? We had several ways to know that. And what can we do if we love God and love money? In the second week, we talked about confidence in God, security naman. Where does your security lie or your confidence lie? When things are going well or not well, confident ka ba kay God? Or confident or assured ka because you have money? Asa bang confidence nato? And how can we make sure that our confidence is on God, not on our wealth, not on our bank account? And for our third week, we're going to talk about wealth and generosity. Wealth and generosity, man. We all love being next to someone or being with people who are generous, diba? We all love having gifts. Kita naman, diba? Especially pag Christmas season, we look forward to having gifts. We always love it when our friends, our family members, manglibris lang nato, when they want to bless us. We all love it when people bless us. Proverbs 19:6 says, many seek the favor of a generous man, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. There's no question about that. We all love to be blessed. It makes us feel good. But what about on the other side naman? What about the one blessing naman? Do we love to bless people? Many people today actually still have not captured the real essence of giving. And a lot of times, we don't want to freely give. We all want to be the recipients of being blessed. But what about the one nga mag-bless? If we enjoy being blessed, do we enjoy blessing others naman? Do we enjoy being generous? Do we enjoy using what we have to bless someone's day? Or are we just want to bless me lang ang mindset nato? In this installment, we're going to answer this one important question. How can we be generous and what will it bring us? How can we live a lifestyle of generosity? If you're here today and maybe you're thinking to yourself, di man ko yun na naka-generous. Parang, I'm kind of like that person nga, medyo opportunistic ko. Parang if money ko dere, akabla ko malibrihan ko. If I meet this person right now, akabla kong generous na siya, ma-answer da kong dinner na ako karon, kay makatipid ko. Okay? Maybe you feel like you're that kind of person and you wanna be free from that, or you want to live a lifestyle of generosity. You want people to be blessed by your life, but this installment is for you. So if you have your Bibles with you, can you turn it to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 18 to 19. These two verses will be our main verses for today, but we'll be using them parang as a springboard to look at other verses as well. Verses 18 to 19 says here, they are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. Now, before we go to our main verses in verse 18 to 19, we need to back up a bit muna because in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and again, the book of 1 Timothy was written by Paul to Timothy to address certain issues in the church. In the latter part of the letter in chapter 6, Paul basically gives some instructions to the rich. This is what they ought to do. And before we get to that, to some of those instructions, in verses 15 to 16, Paul basically writes the core or the main point of the chapter. And that is in verses 15 to 16, and we read of this last week, we get this doxology. It's like a short hymn or song written in the midst of instructions. It's like if you're reading a recipe, do this, do that, then all of a sudden, song. Nikretag kanta, then recipe naman, do that. This praise is very important. It's like the meat of the chapter. And in here, Paul says, he who is blessed and holy, sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality. This is talking about Jesus. Paul is basically highlighting that God is greater than anything in this world. That he's telling Timothy, this is who Jesus is. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is sovereign. He is immortal. He is this amazing. Pakita niyang preeminence. Ang pagka-supreme ni Jesus above all things. And this is important because The whole point of why Paul is doing this is basically telling Timothy, Timothy, this is how awesome God is. You are to flee the love of money. If you remember, the first installment after, we talk about contentment and love for God versus love for money. Part of Paul's instructions to Timothy was flee from the love of money. Flee from these things, this desire to be rich, this covetousness of being rich. Be free from those things. Pursue the things of God. Love God. Fight the good fight of faith with all these things. Ani ka kang God. Why? Because God is sovereign. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He is greater than anything the world has to offer. All those things can offer the world, all the wealth, the possessions, the material wealth, it's nothing compared to who God is. It's nothing compared to the one who is sovereign, who owns everything in the world, who owns everything in the universe, who created the universe. Nothing in the world would be of equal value to who God is. Everything in the world that the world tries to offer pales in comparison. That's why Paul first tells Timothy, godliness with contentment is great gain. Pursue the things of God. Ani ka dikang God. It is of greater value. And last week, we talked about security. Diba? Paul says naman, do not set your hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Because riches, there may be there one day, but they will disappear the next day. Money is unreliable as a source of security for your life. You can still lose it all, even if you have millions, even if you have billions. And I showed one example last week of that billionaire, $1.1 billion. And he lost that entire fortune gap. And Paul says, not this, on this uncertainty of riches, but on God. Dari ka magputang sa security nimo, who richly blesses us. Why? Because He is sovereign. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Again, gina-highlight niya sa verses 15 to 16 how awesome God is. God is greater than anything in this world. It's like if someone were to offer you, oy, ganahan ka auto, I have a Ferrari. Then you would say, ay, kanirang toy car ako ah. But to choose riches, to choose a life that's all about the love of money, it's like settling for a toy car over a Ferrari. Parang kakanira kong toy car, kay magdala-dala na ako, portable. Dili kong Ferrari. If someone offers you a mansion versus a toy house or a dollhouse or whatever, iba na ako yung mansion dari sa beachfront, you want the mansion? No, kanirang toy house ako ha. Kay mag-customize na ako every now and then, okay, or something. It sounds silly if you were to pass up a mansion, a Ferrari, or some awesome item over something small and seemingly gamay lang siya, di siya valuable kayo. It's the same thing when we settle for worldly wealth over God. When we settle for material wealth over the riches that's found in God. That's Paul's main point in verses 15 to 16. He says, God is this awesome. All the security, the things that you need, it's all found in God. And in verse 17, Paul continues, he tells the rich that they are to set their hopes on God because He richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Think about this. The verse says that God richly provides us with everything to enjoy. It means that if you're here today, you're a Christian, you're a believer, you're part of God's family, guess what? We are blessed. It's not something that we always have in our minds na blessed ko. But usually our mindset nato is, I want to be blessed. Lord, bless me today. Diba, Lord, atay ko blessing, Lord God, libre ani, something ani, Lord, I need this, and yet, Lord, I need to be blessed. Our mindset almost all the time is, Lord, bless me, bless me. But in actuality, we are already blessed. We're not people who are running after blessing, but rather, we are already in a state of being a blessing na. Blessed na ta. Being blessed is part of the package of our new identity in Christ. If you are a believer in Christ, you are a son or a daughter of God, part of the package of being a son and a daughter of God is that you are blessed. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 says, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in the human body. The fullness of God, that same God whom we call sovereign, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, who owns everything in the universe, who created the universe into being, all of that, the fullness of God is in Christ. Jesus is God in a human body. And it says here, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. This verse tells us now, if the fullness of God is in Christ, and Christ is in us, because we've received Him when He saved us, during salvation, because He is in us, it means the fullness of God is in us as well. God is with us. You are more blessed than you think you are. Think about this. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 says, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? How blessed are you? The God of the universe was willing to come to this world to die on the cross for our sins, to give His one only Son for our benefit. That's how blessed we are. We can't match that. We can't match someone's gift na, muna yung gift na ako, free gift of salvation, assured ang eternity ni mo. No millionaire, billionaire, or resource in the world can match that kind of gift, can match that kind of blessing, and yet God did that for us. For you. We are blessed. We're not chasing after blessing. We are already blessed. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." The Bible says we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Just some of those blessings are justification, meaning wala nang sins nimo, peace, pardon, forgiveness of sins, adoption, being called a son, a daughter of God, sanctification, being renewed every day, transformed every day through the gospel, righteousness. We weren't righteous at first. We were sinful, we were sinners, but Christ's righteousness was imputed, put to us by what He did for us on the cross. We are blessed. You are more blessed than you think you are. We receive every spiritual blessing, and not just that, even the material blessing. Again, we are more rich and more blessed than we think we are. I mentioned this last week, but how many of you here today? My cell phones kayo. You have access to the internet. You have food. You have shelter. You have clothing. You're not experiencing war, famine, or extreme poverty, or a plague. Buhi naman mo. You have education. You have a job. You have all of these things. You're able to travel. But there are millions of people who would want to have what you have today. But the reason why we don't feel blessed, but we feel like, Lord, makaluwig ako, Lord, and all of these things. The reason why we don't feel blessed is because we compare what we don't have to what other people have. Ang starting point nato is, unsay naaniya, unsay nasa lang person. Ina-compare nato what we don't have with what others have. But that's what brews discontent. That's what brews this feeling that we are not blessed. But if you go back to the Bible and what it has to say about who you are, your identity in Christ, you will realize that how blessed you are. You will find security in Christ, eternal security in Christ. We are not running after blessings. Rather, we are channels of blessing. Remember, God called us to go out in the world, disciple the nations, be the salt and light of the world, to be His ambassadors. We are to be His physical expressions of His love for the world. We are to be channels of blessing. If you're a Christian, you're a believer, dapat ikaw naga bless other people. People ought to be blessed with your life. Dili kay, bless me, bless me, bless me. I'm not saying that it's wrong to receive blessings. That's not the point. But rather, ang attitude nato dapat is, we ought to be ready to bless others. Going with verse 18, continuing with Paul's instructions to the rich of Ephesus. Says here, they, the rich, are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. Now, if you look at those seemingly four instructions, it's actually just two instructions na gina-repeat ni Paul. To do good or to be rich in good works. To be generous and ready to share. Talk about generosity. Paul basically here is telling the rich to live a lifestyle of generosity. Be generous kamo. And he repeats it, to do good, to be rich in good works. If you remember, the Bible says that God has prepared good works for us to do. And Paul says, these people are to do good works, to serve, to help others, to be generous. And very interestingly, yung last statement says here, they are to be ready to share. See, we are to be channels of blessing. And when you think about that ready to share yung part, we all know what it looks like for someone is ready to eat. Diba? Parang ready to eat na ka. Naka-utensils na. Nakatay na mo ng mag-pray mo. Tingala ka, paglingin mo. Ang usakay, bro, hapit na mo inkit sa pag-aon. Diba? Ready to eat. We all know what it looks like when someone is ready to sleep. Nakapajama, nakapabalay na, nanay pillow na. Diba? Ready to eat, ready to sleep. We all know what it looks like. What does it look like being ready to share? When a person's lifestyle is, I'm always ready to share. I'm ready to be generous. I'm ready to be a blessing to people. What does that look like ba? Because that is Paul's instruction to the rich. They are to be generous and ready to share. And what does it look like? Basically, a generous person is someone who is predisposed or inclined to help others. Ready. If someone is ready to eat, parang nakaposition na siya, di ba? Parang ready na ang spoon, ang fork, ready na ka mo bite sa food, all that. Ready na ka in all your being. Someone who is ready to share is predisposed, inclined to bless. A simple example, nangaon mo, dinner mo, di ba ang typical mindset nato is, Lord, may tamang bless niya. Di ba? Parang, Lord, sige na Lord, doon mo tamang libre niya. Di ba? Sometimes that's our mindset eh. Oh, may tamang muna na akong bayad sa bill. But someone who is predisposed to bless, someone who is ready to share, is someone nga, kumungaon sila, ang mindset is, I'm gonna bless this person. Okay, ang mungaon me, ay una na ako niya sa bayad. Di na ako magulat na nga, kasi una mo bayad na mo. Parang stare off, parang una nanay mo og bayad. But if there's someone who's ready to bless, parang you're not hesitating. You're not being forced. It's not out of compulsion na parang kailangan ko mag-give kay Ningon sa 11 a.m. service last week na dapat mo give. Ah, na parang marag bugat kay gravity bukwa sa imo wallet. Okay, Lord, bugata, Lord. But someone who is predisposed to give, there's this willingness, there's this joy that you want to freely give na, ay, bro, ta, dinner ta. Ay, ako bahala dinner nimo. Bro, ako bahala sa snack nimo. Bro, sige, ali, ako bahala sa pamasahin nimo. As simple as that. Generosity is not about extravagance. You don't need to wait until, Lord, pag ma-millionaryo na ako, Lord, then I will be a blessing to many people. No. Even with the simple things. How can I bless someone the most? How often do we have these thoughts? Church, how often do we have these thoughts? Now, we want to be a blessing to others. Lord, saan kaya anak ko nang mabablessing ko sa other people? How often are we sensitive to the needs of others? When we're with people, how often do we have a mindset nga parang, ala, nakaka-on na ba ni siya, no? Ala, kasi ko, no, marag, pansin na ako nga, babalik-balik yung sanina. Marag, ang iyang giyosar ka ron, giyosar niya yesterday, and the other day, and then the last day. Or papansin na ako, marag, he would do well if he has this item siguro, if I give him this. How often are we sensitive, church, to the needs of our friends, or fellow church mates? Philippians chapter 2 verse 4 says, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Don't just be obsessed or don't just be immersed in your own needs. I'm not saying na wala tang needs. I know we have important needs. May important things na gonna believe kang God. And by all means, hope and believe those things from God. But far from it, that all our prayer points and all the things we're asking kang God is for ourselves lang. How often do we look to the needs of others? I heard this story from someone a few days ago na at one point in his life, all he would ask from God is just enough lang. But Lord, give me this lang. Igo lang. And he thought na okay to siya. Parang, I'll just ask this from God. Okay lang. Para sa ako lang. Okay? I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to be a hoarder na, Lord, give me all of these things. Na, Lord, ang igo lang for our daily needs, for my family, and all those things. He told this story. Muna niyang kailangan ako. And he was telling this to one of his friends. And his friends basically told him, you know what, bro? Selfish na. It's like, no selfish na. I'm just asking for my stuff. I'm not hoarding it. I'm not hoarding stuff na accumulating ako'y vault there or something. Kaya nga, selfish na. Because what you're asking from God is just good enough for yourself. How can you be a blessing to people? How can you live a lifestyle of generosity if all you're asking from God is good for yourself only? If pang-imo lang. For example, you're asking God, Lord, give me something for my baon today, Lord. For my lunch, for my own dinner. E paano if kay workmate, na kay classmate, na kay kailangan, na-meet mo one day, wala siya pangkaon? What will you say then? How can you be a blessing to that person? Bro, sige na, i-pray na kang God. Okay na. Is that all that we can say na lang? But compared to if you ask ng God, Lord, bless me so I can be a blessing to people, so I can use the prosperity that you've given me, the blessings that you've given me, to be a blessing to others. Compare that to something like that. Even if you have enough for yourself, you still have something that you can use to be a blessing to others, to make someone's day. Don't look out for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. Now, we can give generously because God has generally blessed us first. And again, this bunks the statement na parang, Tom, I'll give only if I have enough na. Basing on what you said a while ago, Tom, na wala mo naman ako gina-pray ni God pa og more, so di sa ako mag-give. No. The starting point is knowing that you are already blessed. You are blessed. You are loved and affirmed. The God of the universe came to this world and died on the cross for your sins. Blessed ka. We are able to give because God has given us immensely so much more in the first place. You're the head, not the tail. God has blessed us first. A generous person freely gives because he is moved by God to joyfully give. Meaning, knowing that we are blessed, knowing that muning ibot ni God na to, mga Lord, no, you've given so much to me. I want to give to others as well, Lord. Lord, gahan ko maging blessings sa uban po. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 says, "We want you to know, brothers," this is Paul talking to the church of Corinth, and he's telling about this other church. He says, "Brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part." Can you imagine that? Paul is telling this rich church of Corinth, "Huy, kamo guys, lantawan ng church of Macedonia." They were experiencing, says here, verse 2, "overflow the wealth of generosity out of extreme poverty." They were in extreme poverty, and yet they were able to give generously still. And that tells us that generosity is a heart issue before it is a wealth issue. You can have millions and still you wouldn't want to bless. But you can have only a little and you would want to give it with all your heart. Generosity is first a heart issue. Willing ba ka mo give? Predisposed ka mo give? Mo bless to others? Or dili? It doesn't matter how much you have in your bank account. If you're unwilling to give, you will not give. I remembered by this story when I was a student way back in college. We were in the church one time, nagtambay mi sa church, in our old center. There were these two students, nagtambay lang sila. They were kind of down because they were worrying how to pay their tuition fees, some of their other bills. The two of them were together and they were thinking, they were praying, "Lord, sana mo ni." They were worried. Then in comes one other student, and he sits beside them, and he also slumps down. Parang gul po dya. And then after a while, he says, "Well, saan man ako ni paggasto akong 10,000? He says something like that. "Saan man ako ni paggumagasto akong 10,000? So those two people, upon hearing that, parang, "Lord, basi answered prayer ni mo ni." They didn't ask the other person, but parang, "Lord, basi mo bless siya na mo, mo help siya na mo." They were just silent. They were just hoping. And then the very next day, nagyapotong duha ka box sa church, tambay sila. They're still thinking what to do. That other person comes in and with all joy, he says, guys, nantawa, nipalit kong airsoft. And it's worth that 10,000 pesos. And basically, the two of them parang, sayang. But the whole point was that you can have those thousands of pesos, but if you're indifferent to the needs or the concerns or what's happening around you, you will not be generous. To qualify naman sa story, wrong naman gyapon tong duha ka bo because they're not looking to God. They're basically looking at this person. To qualify lang the story. But the whole point is, see, even if you have thousands, you have millions, if you're not predisposed to give, if your mentality is not, "Lord, I want to be a channel of blessing, I want to be a blessing to people," you're not looking proactively on unsay needs a person, how can I be a blessing to them, you will not be generous. You'll have all that money with you and just keep it to yourself and still use it for your own benefit. Now, again, I'm not saying that we don't use money for our needs. By all means, use that to pay your bills. Makailangan ninyo. That's important. The whole point is, if we want to be generous, okay, we need to have that eye, basically, that looks to the needs of others. Now, generosity as well is not just about money. It's shown in many ways. We can be generous not only in money, in possessions, but in time, in attention, in aid, encouragement, and even in emotional caring. The point is, showing care to someone. When was the last time you made time for a friend? You gave care for a friend? You gave attention to someone, encouragement? Diba sometimes when people walk up to us, "Bro, no kay problema." "Ay, bro, i-pray na na." "Bro, dito bro, Bible." "O, dito, basahan na." "Oh, bro, God bless you." Ba? Sometimes we become indifferent. But if we sit down, we take time to hear them out, to give encouragement to them, that's actually still part of generosity. Now, just to qualify as well, what generosity is not, as we continue, there's some things to qualify. Generosity is not giving with the thought of getting something in return. That's what you call a transaction. Barter tawag hana, trade tawag hana. Because sometimes when we give, like it or not, but sometimes somebody na to, "Ah, mo give ko." Kasi one day, muatag po siya na ako. If I give right now, magka-utang sa loob ni nako. So, nako'y favors niya. If I grant him a favor now, I'll get something in return after. That's not generosity. When you're expecting something in return, again, that's a transaction. Murakag nagipalit, di ba? When you go to a store, when you buy something, you give money, you get something in return. That's a transaction. Generosity is, you give something, you bless something to someone, and you don't care if you get something back. You don't care if there's no return of investment on your part. Walang ROI, okay? Walang money in return sa imo. No, your point is to be a blessing to that person. "Bro, imuhani." "Oh, bro, I want to bless you. Don't pay me back. You don't have to do this for me." You don't tell that person, "Sige, next week ka, pag mga unta, ikaw na po libre na ako. Okay? Dili na lang generosity. Ginaplana ni mong, hala, mawatan akong smell doon next week, so mag-sow sa ako karoon para next week, puro libre makuha na ako. No, that's not generosity. Just to qualify. In fact, Luke 14, verse 30 to 14, Jesus has this radical verses that talks about blessing those who can't pay you back. It says here, when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. You will reap your rewards at the end of the age. Jesus says, be a blessing to those who can't pay you back. Can you imagine that? That's a radical kind of generosity. In fact, that's what actually generosity is. Giving to people without the thought of getting something in return. Another thing of what generosity is not, just to qualify, is tithing. We've talked about this a little bit last week. Tithing is good, it's important. I'm not saying we don't do it, we tithe. But just to qualify, you're not being generous when you tithe. Why? Because tithing is giving back to God the first tenth of our income. When you borrow something from another person, let's say you borrow a shirt and you return it, do you feel generous? Of course not, di ba? Parang, uy, grabe ko ka generous today, akong giuli, ang gulman ako t-shirt. that sounds so silly, di ba? It belongs to the person. If you give back something sa person, diba, parang, does the person says, ah, grabe, bless kiko today. Giulit ni mo ang something ako in the first place. But that sounds so silly. Now, tithing is still important. I just want to clarify na generosity is after the tithe pa. By all means, continue to tithe. Do tithing. That's good. Because it's giving what belongs to God. The first tenth of our income belongs to God. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30 says, for you'll be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Every type of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, it is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. That tithe belongs to the Lord. So by all means, keep on doing tithing. And tithing is putting God first in our finances. Telling God, Lord, before I use everything, and I don't want money to be my security, I want you as my security, Lord. I'll tithe, Lord. It's acknowledging that God is both the source and true owner of our finances. Lord, I may lose monetarily because I tithe, but Lord, you are my source and you are the true owner of all the blessings I have. I know my supply is God. That's what tithing basically does. But generosity is after the tithe pa. You've given what belongs to God, you've honored and worshiped God through your tithe, and now you get to use part of what you have to be a channel of blessing, to be a blessing to many people. You get to be like an ambassador of God's love to people. Okay, I'm gonna be a blessing to others. You're using what God has blessed you to be a blessing to others. That's generosity right there. But again, tithing is still very, very important. Now, a few more things before end, and we can answer this next question naman. Why be generous? Why have a change of lifestyle nga mo give ta, mo bless ta? And why man ta mo give ta nga we don't expect anything in return? Why should we be generous in this lifetime? In verse 19, Paul basically says, the reason why we need to bless or need to be generous says here, diba, there to do good works, to be generous, ready to share. Thus, says here, storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. It talks about truly life. Now, what does this mean? You see, laying of treasures in heaven is giving money away or your possessions away for Christ's sake rather than accumulating it. But where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So when we give, be generous, we will be able to take hold. We will experience eternal life. It doesn't mean that we can buy ourselves salvation. By no means. That's only possible by the grace of God. Ang point lang ani is, as we give, as we free ourselves from the love of money, from the pursuit of money, and we give it and use it as a blessing to people, we live a life that at the core of it, our security, our joy, our satisfaction is on Jesus. Experiencing a life that is with Jesus, and that is truly life. That is the fulfilled life right there. The Greek word for life that's used here is zoe or zoe, which talks about the fullness of life, not just physically alive, but the quality of life as well. It means if we want to have the best kind, quality of life, it is with Jesus. And giving, generosity, frees us from the love of money, frees us from being greedy, from hoarding and accumulating it for ourselves. It reminds us that, wait, at the end of the age, I will be Jesus. There is an eternity after this pa. We'll experience eternal life in Christ after this present life na to. That's what it means. We give, we become generous. Because we will experience eternal life. We are laying for ourselves treasures in heaven and not on earth. Randy Alcorn says here, I'm convinced that the greatest deterrent to giving is this. The illusion that earth is our home. The illusion that this is all that there is to life. You only live once now. So make it all for yourself lang. But no. But if we understand that end of the age, there is eternity with Jesus. That there is something much more valuable after this life pa, then we will be able to give freely. Knowing that there's so much more after this pa. All these worldly treasures, it's nothing compared to being with God for eternity. So that means if we get that, we will be able to freely give. Live a lifestyle of generosity. I want to end with this. Psalm 20 verse 7 says here, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord God. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ang point ani is, if we want to have a fulfilled, satisfied, blessed life, look no further than a life with Jesus. It says here, He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us right now, and we will be with Him for all eternity. And that's why all the material wealth, which we cannot bring with us when we die naman, we ought to be able to freely give them, to be a blessing to people. Because we will experience eternal life. We will lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven in the future. We want to live a lifestyle of generosity. Take this to heart. Jesus is with us. The fullness of God is with us. We have all that we need. We are blessed so we can be a blessing to many people. Let's pray.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.